Isn't you? I cannot tell what to do, for you hold my future in your hand. I cannot tell what my future, for you hold my future. Cannot say what I did to hold, for you hold my future in your hands. I cannot say what I did to hold, for you
Lift your hands and worship him.
Thank you.
I cannot want my future. I have my future. In your hand, I cannot tell my future. My agadega, lift your hands because God is sorting out somebody's life. He's sorting out somebody's destiny. He's sorting out somebody's future. He's sorting out somebody's life. Something is changing. Something is breaking. Something is breaking. If fear is being destroyed and uncertainty is being destroyed, yes, there's no need to be afraid of the future because you are connected to the one who holds the future. He is changing your life right now. Changing your destiny right now. Open your heart and pray. Something is changing. Something is breaking. Lift your hands. Someone is receiving a touch of transformation. A change of story that is coming by a touch. Someone is receiving it right now. Lift your hands high. Father, touch that man. Touch that woman. Let them know that because we are connected to you, we have a future. Give them a change of story. A change of story. Let uncertainty be destroyed. Let confusion be destroyed. Let uncertainty be destroyed. Let confusion be destroyed. At the count of three, you place your hand on your head and scream, touch, and something will drop on you. Let uncertainty be destroyed in this first day of the month, this first Sunday of the month, and let the grace for the next level be released. In the name of Jesus, word. Oh, 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 oh. Thank you, Father. It's a touch of deliverance. It's a touch of healing. It's a touch of breakthrough. And it's a touch of liberty. Thank you, Father, for this life-transforming touch. Your name be glorified. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Let your sin. Psalm 1, verse 1, all the way to verse 3. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Say a louder amen. I welcome you all to this first Sunday of the month. Beloved brother, God is changing your story already. He's wiping away your tears and is giving you a future in the name of Jesus Christ. A new season is for you. New season for you and for everyone here today trusting God for a change of story. A new season is here for you. Since you are connected to the one who holds tomorrow, your future is guaranteed in the name of Jesus. On this blessing Sunday, we shall receive the blessing of God as we consider one of those factors that can limit the blessing of God in our lives. Continuing as a flow over from last month's preaching into this month. It is Destiny Destroying Character, Part 6B. And today we are looking at the very, very dangerously destiny destroying character of envy. Envy. We started with pride, to lie, to theft. Now we are looking at envy. In the first service we saw the crash of Lucifer from heaven was rooted in envy. We saw the disaster of Joseph's brethren. And I failed to mention this in the first service, that the envious have no future. They disappear from relevance with time. The irrelevance of the brethren of Joseph was rooted in their envy of Joseph, their brother. This service will look at two examples. Adam and Eve. They were lured into the temptation of envying their maker. Genesis chapter 3 verse 4 to 7. And the serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die if you eat that fruit. For God doth know that in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. That is, God knows, doesn't want you to be like him. So it says you shouldn't eat that fruit. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them were both opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. The same temptation that made Satan to crash from heaven, he lured Adam and Eve into that same temptation. Earlier on, Lucifer said, I will be like the Most High. I envy his position. He introduced the same to Adam and Eve. God doesn't want you to be like him, and I'm sure you really want to be like him. I'm sure you don't want him to monopolize his position. That temptation pushed them out of the garden of their destiny. The only thing that envy will succeed is to make a person fail to possess their possession. It will make you fail to inherit your inheritance. Adam and Eve lost the garden at the frequency of envy. That will never be your portion in the name of Jesus. We saw the example also of Queen Vashti, who walked literally in competition with her husband. And that is one of the manifestations of envy. Competitive jealousy. We'll look at that later. In Esther chapter 1, verse 5, the Bible said, and when these days were expired, the king made a feast unto all the people that were present in Shushan the palace, both unto great and small, 7 days in the court of the garden of the king's palace, which were white, green, blue hangings, and so on and so forth. Verse 7, and the drink it was according to the law, nor did compel. They gave them drink in vessels of gold, and so on and so forth, royal wine in abundance. And all that went on to verse 8. Queen Vashti saw that her husband was shining. And in verse 9, the Bible said, also Vashti, the queen, made a feast for the women in the royal house, which belonged to the king Ahasuerus. It was made clear to us later that this was not a standard feast. This wasn't a feast that was approved. This wasn't a feast that was to be. This was a feast that was more of contention and enviousness and jealousy that she did, but she did that in the palace. Am I communicating? By her behavior later we saw, when the king said, now come and do what I want you to do. And she said, no, who are you to call me? Whatever you are, I am. Whatever you can do, I can do. That contention led her from the palace of King Ahasuerus. When she was exchanged, and Esther the queen became queen in the place of Vashti, Esther did not organize a competitive feast for herself. It was the King Ahasuerus that organized Esther's queen feast for her. He decided, look, now I want to do something for you. That was the difference between Esther and Vashti. Beloved, it is not strange in life to see people who have been raised, who have been helped, to enter into envy and competitive jealousy with those who help them up. Am I communicating at all? I mean, you see people. I've seen people, situations where, who are you? Who do you think you are? Me? You are telling me who do I think I am? Oh yes, who do you think you are? I mean, what did you do for me? You have seen such situations before. Envy. Don't forget that we are dealing with character traits that destroy destiny. Don't forget that every man's destiny is at the mercy of their character. Now, what is envy all about? What is the meaning and the character of envy? We gave two definitions in the first service, and we cannot go into that because of time. For the sake of this service, envy is the desire to have a quality, possession, or other desirable thing belonging to someone else. It is the desire to have a quality, a possession, or other desirable things that belongs to someone else. This is also an Oxford Dictionary of English definition. The desire to have a quality, a possession, or other desirable things belonging to someone else. That is, why should he be the one that is in that position? I want to have it too. Why should he be the one that got such a good wife? I need her too. Why should she be the one to have that husband? I need that husband too. Why should he be the one that have all these giftings and graces? Envy. Number two, which is number four now overall. Envy is the demonstration of hatred and bitterness towards someone. Towards someone's person or results. Is the demonstration of hatred and bitterness towards someone because of their results or success. The demonstration of hatred, the demonstration of bitterness towards someone because of their results or success. In Exodus chapter 35 and in, sorry, Ezekiel 35 and in verse 11, it links envy and bitterness. Envy and bitterness. Therefore, as I live, saith the Lord God, I will even do according to thine anger and according to thy envy, which thou hast used out of thy hatred against them. Envy flows hand in hand with hatred. Many times you may move, and you are wondering, why do they hate me like this? Most times, it is envy that provokes the hatred. Why did they hate Jacob like that? Joseph like that? Envy provoked the hatred. Am I communicating at all? Maybe they envy the way you look. They envy the way you dress. Not that you have money yet. They envy your favor, people like you. They envy your open doors. They envy your result. They envy your position. They envy your possession. And it attracts a lot of hatred. And I am talking to you from experience. Yes. This is not just a preaching of scriptural revelation. It's also a preaching of practical life. Why should he be the one? Why should they be the one? And it's not of him that willeth or runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. When you have the capacity to do things and almost everything you do is successful, you are going to be brutally hated. But don't mind their hatred if the hand of God is on your life. They may hate you, but they can't hurt you. The hand of God is on your life. Am I communicating at all? Do you know that Jesus Christ was hated, envied and hated for his result? Mark chapter 6, verse 3. Mark chapter 6. Now let's read from verse 2. Mark chapter 6 verse 2. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue. And many hearing him were astonished, saying, from whence has this man these things? And what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands? Is this not the carpenter? Is not this the carpenter? We know Joseph, his father. He didn't go to school. He grew up in carpenter's shop. He learned carpentry. The son of Mary. Not Mary, oh Mary. The brother of James and Joseph, of Judah and Simon, and of, are not his sisters all here with us? Where did he go that this all these things began? And they were offended. Didn't we grow together? Didn't we go to the same school? We even attended the same foundation class. We did maturity class together. We did Bible school together. What is it that he's doing that we are not doing? Why should he be like this? That is real life. I am preaching this to you so that you are not the one that will be offended at people's success. And don't let anybody recruit you into hatred and bitterness of progressive people and successful people. Because like we will see later, that will only consolidate your frustration. Anybody who failed to congratulate you when good things happen to you, and who is quick to say sorry to you when something that is not good happens around you, suspect them. Suspect them. When things, something good happened, they never say, oh, well done, I heard that this and that happened. Congratulations. Oh, we heard that you finally got an award in America. Oh, congratulations. We heard this, we heard that. Then he is the same person that was the first one to give you a phone call. Oh, I'm so sorry, I heard that something. Suspect him. Those are people who are on the lookout for negative news. They are on the lookout for bad things, but they will never hear it. That amen is too paralyzed. They are on the lookout for bad things, but they will never hear it. Somebody say a loud amen. Don't be the one that hate successful and progressive people, and don't let anybody recruit you. One day, some people said they are having a meeting. And I'm sorry to say this, but it's meant to be like people who are doing what we are doing. So let's iron, sharpen it, iron this and that. When I heard the content of what was coming from some of the mouths, oh, Rehoboam did this and that. Oh, Benny Hinn, if I have the money Benny Hinn has, I will also shake the world. Wow. Which kind of people are these? On your mask, get said, wrong. Me that I'm looking for what these people carry. Me that I'm looking for this heavy man to these people carry. I don't belong here. I reverse like dog with tail in his leg. Never sighted me forever. Don't let, there are people who want to transfer their hatred of others to you. They hate people and they want you to hate them along with them. Don't fall, don't be a dummy. Don't let anybody use you to kill your destiny. For reasons best known to them, they don't want like Bishop Oyedepo, and they want you too not to like him. For reasons best known to them, they don't like Pastor Paul, and they want you too not to like him. For reason best known to them, they don't like this person and all that. Listen to me. If you follow the direction of the word, you will lose your mind and lose your destiny and lose your future and lose everything. Paul the Apostle preached somewhere and they recruited people. Look at that in the book of Acts of the Apostles chapter 17. This is the second one. I read the first scripture in the first service where the whole city gathered together and they envied it. Now look at it. Another scripture in Acts chapter 17 and in verse 5 and all the way to verse 6. But the Jews which believed not as Paul was preaching and he was succeeding, they moved with envy and recruited some people. They took unto them certain lewd fellows, area boys, lewd fellows of the baser sort, aimless people, and gathered a company and settled the city on an uproar. Hiya. Envy of a man caused riot in a town and assaulted the house of Jesse and sought to bring them out to the people. Now, I want you to see the description of these people in another translation. Give me the Living Bible, New Living Translation, and the Message Bible. The Message will finish them. An amplified version too. Quickly. Envy makes people to recruit useless people. And I can assure you, those who envy useful people most times are very useless people. Listen to this. But some of the Jews were jealous, so they gathered some troublemakers from the marketplace. Area, I told you, area boys. To form a mob and start a riot out of envy for one man. They attacked the home of Jesse, searching for Paul and Silas, so they could drag them out to the crowd. Give me another translation. But the Jewish leaders were jealous and incited some worthless fellows from the street. Worthless. To form a mob and start a riot. Give me the Message Bible that will finish them. But the hardline Jews became furious over the conversions. Mad with jealousy, they rounded up a bunch of brawlers, you know, drunkards, talking off the streets, and soon had an ugly mob terrorizing the city as they hunted down Paul and Silas. They broke into Jason's house thinking that Paul and Silas were there. If you had another more rugged translation, NIV or Amplified, you can give me. It is useless people that hate useful people. But the Jews, being moved with envy, took with them certain low persons from among the common people, ordinary, and getting together a great number of people made an outcry. Please, if you don't want to die common, run from envy. If you don't want to die useless, the crowd of envy people are useless people. Useless, very useless. Listen, I'll ask you a question. When was the last time you heard a professional football star up there so bitter about another that he went on social media and everywhere talking against another one? When was the last time you heard the number one billionaire in the world went to the social media and everywhere else to be talking about a fellow billionaire or somebody else? Will you find? Or a sensible president of a country? Or an impactful minister of the gospel? Stand up on the feet and say, today my sermon is Pastor so and so. This is the topic of my sermon. I want to tell you how useless that pastor is. Have you seen Bishop Yedepa preach like that before? Oh, Kenneth Copeland. Oh, today is the topic is this useless man. Only useless people talk about useful people. Useless. Majority of the bunch of people who have time to comment on social media about important people, very worthless people. Nothing to do with their lives. Nothing to them. If they have anything meaningful, they won't sit down there and be for hours talking about one person or the other. And after the news of that one finished, another person come up, they go again and start talking like the common, ordinary, street, useless, insignificant, remotely disconnected pieces of statistical materials that they are. Relevant only to be counted for census. That is what is the use of this man. When they are counting people who pass, who live, you count him, that is his only use. You are not in that category. You are not in that category. And don't ever let anybody recruit you into the category of the bunch of worthless people. Worthless people. Worthless people. Nobody has ever succeeded in sitting me down. Let's take somebody as a topic. With what time? Which time? We are looking for time to make progress. Others are looking for time to ruin people. The aim of this preaching again is when you see your brother go forward, hold his trouser, hold his belt, so that while he's moving, you are moving. Hey! I just preached to somebody now. When you see your brother, your father, your sister, your loved one, brother in the Lord, brother in the flesh, when you see them making progress, you say, look, one of my brothers told me, he said, if you are not related to me, I would have pursued you by force and been your friend by force. One of my relations. He can be older than me by about 14 years, maybe 12 to 14 years. If you were not related to me, I would have pursued you by force and made you my friend by force. You are talking about those who saw you when you were born as a baby. Am I communicating at all? If I didn't know you before, I would pursue you and make you my friend by force. Belente, now that I know you. You can't run away from me. That is the correct mentality of life. You will not fail. You will not be a liability. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. If I stop here, I have preached so much, but let's quickly see how we can round off this message while I battle with the time. What are the consequences of envy? I mentioned two in the first service. Job chapter 5 and in verse 2 said, envy is a wrath, for wrath killeth the foolish man, and envy slayeth the silly one. What does that say to you? Number one, envy makes people silly, foolish. Matured man behaving like a child because of hatred from envy. Greeting me won't greet you. Behaving. Second, envy kills. We emphasize all that in the last service, but let's go to the third point. Envy attacks health and vitality. Because, just like we heard in that definition, envy breeds bitterness. We saw that earlier on in Ezekiel 35 and in verse 11. Envy breeds bitterness and hatred. And bitterness dries up the bones. Proverbs 17:22. Bitterness. He said, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit, bitterness, dries up the bones. Depression and bitterness. Now look at envy directly. In Proverbs chapter 4 and in verse 30. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 30. He said, 14:30. Proverbs chapter 14. He said, a sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy is the rottenness of the bones. Just drying up. And the bone is the center of life. You dry up, the next thing is to die off. That will never be your portion. Consequences, you want to live long and live healthy, wish people well. Wish people well. If they are successful, be happy. Wish them well. If you want to live healthy and live long and live strong, wish people well. Number four, envy breeds uncontrollable temper. That's the main point I'm coming to now. Now look at Proverbs 27 verse 4. Very interesting. Wrath is cruel. Anger is outrageous. But who is able to stand before envy? Who is able to stand before envy? In the next service, I'll tell you how envy and hatred made Cain to kill Abel. Who is able to stand before envy? Anger is terrible enough. Wrath is terrible enough. But envy is worse. Do you know the meaning of that? Envy will make you say things and do things that are permanently regrettable. You see? You are so hot. Who do you think you are? One man came to his father in the Lord. He said, is it because you ordained me? Is it because you ordained me? Take your certificate of ordination. And the man said, bring it. He carried it and tore it in his face. All right, go ahead. That was how that one got his life totally useless. Me that carried you on my back before you became anything. Is it me you are talking to like this? Okay, drop me from your back. And his pastor said, I drop you. That one became blind before he died. Envy leading to hatred, it will make you talk things and do things that you will regret permanently. This is a good counsel. Don't speak when you are angry, if possible. Because you will say things that you wish you never said. Utterances from the, especially between husband and wife. I'm tired of this marriage. Look at you. You that was nothing before I agreed to marry you. He's talking to husband like that. And then after he has calmed down, I has cleared. But the word has not cleared. After the man is lying on the bed. So I was nothing. Hallelujah. Uncontrolled. It will make you behave in ways you will regret. So calm down. Number five. Envy results in shame. We'll deal with that in the next service. Number six. Envy enhances further openings for the envied. That is, if you don't want God to open the door for the man you hate, calm down. Because the more you wish him evil, I saw that from the life of God's servant Bishop David Oyedepo. The more terrible and wicked people wish him evil, the more he exploded. University, what are they building university for? He built another one. And he's threatening a third one and a fourth one and a fifth one. Say, how can they use money to build 50,000 seat auditorium? The 50,000 seat began to run five services. Hey! It's not true. Okay, we are building more than 100,000 seat now. That one is in construction now. If you don't want God to lift them and reduce you, leave them alone. Just leave them alone. Just leave them alone. Because God is attracted to the rejected. He is attracted to the resisted. Hallelujah. And of course, envy is in the same class of murder and leads to eternal damnation. I don't know what I'm going to do right now, because my time is up. I'll deal with this in the third service. But quickly, we cannot go without doing the treatment of envy. What is the therapy or treatment of envy? I mentioned 7 tablets. We drank 3 in the first service. I will still repeat it. And then we'll go to the next 3. Number 1, realize that there is a glory allocation for every child of God. You can write this down because I won't have the time to explain. Every child of God is a seed of Abraham. Every seed of Abraham is a star. And every star has a glory. There's a glory allocated. Please realize that there is a glory allocation for every child of God. Number 2, realize that no one's success happens at the expense of another's success. That is, you didn't become small because I am big. You are not at the back because I am in front. Everybody can be in front. Everybody can be up. Most times when they say there is no space in the aircraft, most times, not all the times, they are talking majorly about the coach, the economy class. Some of those times, the first class is still, there are still seats, if you can pay the price. There are still seats in the business class, if you can pay the price. When somebody say, I can't find the house, it's not that there are no houses. Even in Metama, if you want, you can find house. If you can pay the price. Am I communicating? Even in Aso Villa. Yes, there are houses in Villa. Some for sale. There are some here who live there. They are not in the government, but they live there. And not just Aso Drive, the Villa itself. If you can pay the price. There is house. Praise the Lord. So the question is, nobody is behind because somebody is in front. There is no success happens at the expense of another's. Just realize that. Thirdly, we said that we should realize that the gifts and graces and abilities of God are in levels. Some have 5 talents, some have 3, some have 2. And I'm going to go to the next key now by the time we leave here. Some might be at the level of 5, some might be at the level of 2, at the level of 1. Find what level you are per time and discharge your best. No, there are some people, no matter how hard you try, you can never reach where Bishop Oyedepo has reached, no matter how hard. Why? Because you are not wired for that level. If you do the level of work he does, you might get hypertension under 2 weeks. Number 4, which we shall deal with extensively now, I'm going to rephrase that. Realize that a man can receive nothing except it is given from above. A person can receive nothing except it is given from above. John chapter 3 verse 27. John answered and said, a man can receive nothing except it be given from above. Given him from above. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 7. He said, what? For who maketh you to differ from another? And what hast thou that thou did not receive? Now, if thou did receive it, why do you glory as if you have not received it? A man can receive nothing. Do you know You can be the same mother and the same father. One can sing, one cannot. Is that possible? One has the brain for science, and he becomes an engineer, a doctor, or something. Another one, the brain is totally for arts. He can become a lawyer or something. The same mother, the same father. How is this thing given? It is given from there. You know how to say it in your language? It's done from there, from that side. Not from here. All of us are right there and we discover what we are given. Celebrate and rejoice with what you are given. The reason why I don't fight people's giftings and graces is because I know that they didn't give themselves. Am I common? They didn't give it to themselves. They didn't give it to themselves. If I am fighting them, it means I am fighting their giver. Sometime I was relaxing on the things I am doing because I saw some people getting intimidated. I saw where I played the saxophone and I saw intimidation around. I sensed it. So I began to calm down. Let me not do many things so that people don't get over. And then one day the Lord told me, you will hold me responsible for every of the grace. It's not a matter of whether somebody, let the person face what he is given. And let me face what I am given. I didn't give it to myself. Then I let loose. It was like what happened to us when the church started in Area 1. We're using plastic chairs. Receive. 50 plastic chairs will break. Receive. We are changing. We are buying plastic chairs every week. So I said, this unction is very costly. This is very expensive to maintain. So I just relax a bit. I won't say anything that will make it. One little child asked the mother, say, why is pastor receiving them all the time? That's what he calls it. Why is he receiving them? That is, why is he receiving the people all the time? That is, when I say receive, he says, why is he receiving the people? He says, so that the people can be touched. So, and again, I realized that no, if people are being delivered through that means, then let it flow. Until we began to use chairs that refused to be impacted by. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Having said that, we'll move to. So, just see God in the people's gifts. Just see God in their giftings. And be happy with them. And then, number five now, realize that faithfulness at current levels qualified for promotion to higher levels. When you are faithful at your current level, that is in case God gave you one talent. Be faithful with that one talent, you will be shocked how he moves you to two talents. You will be shocked how he moves you to five talents. Be faithful. And that was what Luke said in Luke chapter 19 verse 17. Luke 19:17. What does it say? And he said unto him, well done, thou good and good servant, because thou hast been faithful in very little, have thou authority over 10 cities, because you have been faithful in very little. Luke 16 and in verse 10, the Bible said, he that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much, and he that is unjust in the least is unjust in the much. You know what God is saying? That man that is pastoring 100,000 people or 500,000 people and you are pastoring 5,000 people or 2,000, don't hate him. Be faithful in your pastoring. Also learn from him. As you are faithful, I change your level. I then change your level. I then change your level. Until a time comes when the level you used to look forward to, you are not looking back at. Because am I communicating at all? You don't hate people to rise. Envy does not bring promotion. The hatred of success is not what brings success. It is faithfulness at current levels that guarantee higher levels. Very important. We'll stop there, but you can note this down and we'll deal with them in the next service. Alright, okay, let me take one more for this service. I think we dealt extensively with three in the last service. Alright. Number six now. Realize that goodwill towards others will provoke success in your own life. Goodwill towards others and their success, it provokes your lifting and your breakthrough from God. God turned the captivity of Job 42:10, when he prayed for his friends. God turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Your goodwill towards others will bring you lifting and bring you breakthroughs from God. Matthew chapter 7 verse 12. He said, therefore, all things whatsoever you willed that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Anything you want people to do for you, do for them. This is the law. Wish great people well. Be happy for them. Be happy with them. Be excited with them. Listen. During one of the times, I think the Papa Yedepos got an aircraft. In my heart, I wish that I had money to buy an aircraft and give my pastor. But at that time, I took money that I felt can buy aircraft tire. That is, the money can buy cow, can buy vehicle. But, sir, I'm happy with this aircraft and I want to give this seed. Maybe he can buy a tire for the aeroplane. And I sowed the seed. Listen, I won't be shocked now if there are aircrafts that are at our disposal, both those we own and those that are given to us to use as frequently as is necessary. They have given us aircraft to use with the pilot and the crew sleeping with us there for 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. Aircraft is on ground waiting. Even yesterday, I saw someone came to me and said that somebody just bought us an aircraft. Even yesterday night, I saw it. Normal. Just yesterday night. Don't be angry. Don't be angry. Don't be angry at private jet. It's nothing. Those things are nothing. They are tools for work. Anywhere you need aircraft to go, follow aircraft to go. Anywhere you need motorcycle to go, follow the motorcycle. Anywhere you need canoe to go, follow the canoe to go and preach. Anywhere you need tricycle, if it's only tricycle that can go there, even if it is donkey. Listen, I had a missionary in the Gambia many years ago, and he said that I should buy for him a means of transportation. That he needs. I said, what means is that? He said, it's donkey. That where he is only donkey that can move. So I gave him money for the donkey. Nice.
even money for the donkey. There is a, there's only donkey can move in that place. Take money for donkey. That's not, if I'm going on the road now and there is a lot of hold up, if not for the sake of people, I follow Okada. Anything is fine. So the things that people are celebrating and all is nothing. It's nothing. When the time comes, if you need to fly in the air to fulfill your destiny, God will give it to you. Say the loudest amen. And I will say this in the next service for the sake of time. We'll round off now. Realize that envy or hatred will only consolidate your stagnation and your frustration. We'll see that in the next service. If you want to remain where you are, keep on hating people. Keep on envying people. You want to just remain where you are. Fellow sister is about to get married. He brought you her wedding card. Since you have not gotten who to marry, your greeting has reduced. Why? Why should you get card and marry before me? If you don't want to remain single, stop behaving like that. Somebody got a new house. You are angry. He's not the one who made you not to get a house. If you don't want to remain homeless, stop behaving like that. Number 8, realize that envy and hatred will guarantee eternity in hellfire. We'll look at that in the next service. Before I close, our time is just 5 minutes to the end of this service, but 2 things I give as counsel. For those people who are being envied, I've told you how to live the way of envy. How it will destroy your life. But if you are the one who people envy for one reason or the other, 2 counsels I gave in the first service. It is constant. Refuse to lose focus. Don't be dragged into distraction. Face where you are going. Until a mango is ripe, they don't throw stones. Face your front. The devil don't fight non-entities. Face your front. Just face where you are going. So that the reason why they are angry, you can produce more. To cause more, to cause them to be more angry. And then you face your front and produce more results. If you allow them to distract you, they have succeeded. You sit up in the night, what did I do now? Look at this small boy talking against me. Leave them alone. It's area boys. You read it just now. Motopark boys. Common people. Ordinary people. Irrelevant, insignificant, remotely disconnected, statistical pieces. Forget about them. Don't park beside a vehicle that is knocked. Stand up on your feet. Some of them engine knock. Destiny engine has knocked. If you dip them in river of oil, nothing can change. The heart is too bitter for them to succeed. Don't park beside a vehicle that is knocked. Move forward. There are people, there is nothing you will do that will make them happy with you. Except if you kill yourself for them, then they will be happy. Hey, he has finally died. See him. See him. Even after their person have died, they are still angry with him. There are people like that. Refuse to be dragged to lose focus. And number 2, refuse to be dragged into strife. Exchange of words. You talk to me, I talk to you. Did you hear what somebody is saying against you? Don't tell me. I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear. Okay, if I hear it, what will change? Let God answer them. If you make me hear it, my heart may be bitter. It may reduce my prayer. It may reduce my study of the word. It may cause me to lose some concentration. While I'm thinking of, see the person I did well for talking against. So don't tell me. There is nothing I will lose if I didn't hear. There is nothing I will lose if I didn't hear that I was insulted. I will lose nothing. But I may lose something if I hear. And there is everything to gain if I didn't hear. Ay, 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 ay. You heard something today. Somebody heard something today. Somebody heard something today. Look at the neighbor, say there is nothing you will lose if you didn't hear that you were insulted. You will lose nothing. Say to him, but there is everything to gain if you didn't hear. So don't keep finding out what are they saying about me. There are people whose business is to be busybodies. They move about looking for who to slander. They take something to you and take from you to another person. Beware of such people. They are devil's junior brethren. Is it not what the Bible says? Devil going to and fro. Satan, where are you coming from? To and fro. So when you see people go to and fro, from you to you, from you to you, from you, those are devil's junior brethren. There are those in church, all they are doing is analyzing people's cloth. Analyzing people's dress. Analyzing people's hair. Just analyzing everything. I think he borrowed money to do that hair. Don't waste your life. Don't waste your life. There are too many important things to do with life. Lift your hands and give the Lord the praise. Lift your hands and give the Lord the praise. Anybody receive something this morning? Go ahead and give him the praise. Give him the praise. Give him the praise. I am going to be very, very fast for the sake of how much time this service has taken, but it's important. Lift your hands and say after me, say, Father, I receive the grace to be free from every trace of envy and bitterness. I receive the grace to be free from the spirit of envy, the spirit of strife. I receive that grace now. Open your mouth and speak to God. Receive the grace.
We worship you, our God. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory. We worship you, our God. You are worthy to.
Father, we give you the praise. While that song is on, everyone here this morning saying to me, Pastor, I have been touched by this message, but beyond the matter of envy, I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to be genuinely born again. I want to be free from the guilt of sin. I want Jesus to be Lord over my life, and I want today to mark a new day for me. Pick your Bibles and pick your bags and quickly rush to the front here and let us receive you. Quickly pick your Bibles. I'll give you the count of 10. And then I want you to be the first to come out. One. Just a moment. While that is going on, I want the communion officers to quickly pick up the communion and give to the people.
so that we can have and put time for that distribution. Please pick just one set of the communion. Just one. Pick one. Don't pick two, so it can go around and so that you can be blessed. Don't steal one. You remember this message on stealing? Pick just one. All right. Let's go. Take your seat, people. Those coming, come out quickly. Come and surrender your life to Jesus. As I give you the count of 10. One.
We give you all.
Your life to Jesus. You are not happy the way your life is going. You are tied down by an addiction, a negative lifestyle, a lifestyle you don't like, and you want Jesus to help you out of that lifestyle. Quickly, still come forward. Or you want to rededicate yourself to God. You have given your life to Jesus before, but you want to rededicate yourself to God. Quickly, come forward. I'll give you the count of 7 again. 1.
We give you all.
Chest, those of you in the front, and pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I come before you today to surrender my life to you. Today, I have decided to follow you. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. The grace to live for you, Lord, I receive it. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you today. I ask for the help and the mercy of God upon your life. Grace to live for God is released upon you. And I call it done. In Jesus' precious name. Say a loud amen. A louder amen.